Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. 20. Wilson, hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Yes, magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about the survival garden food. Sounds yummy. We're going to talk about that. We have a quack report, but before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. And our devotional here is in Psalms 38, where it says, I will declare my iniquity, and I will be sorry for my sin. And then in Proverbs, it says, Proverbs 28, it says, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. That's right. Confess your sins. Say, Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and when you repent, you don't continue to sin. So if you want the blood of Jesus to cover you and protect you, now's the time, because he's coming back soon. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the Quacker, here's a study that found up being, it was published in the journal Current Nutrition Reports, and it talks about how athletic professionals are now turning towards beetroot for improving their performance. A lot of data is revealing that beetroot has a lot of phytochemicals in it, sustains the body, boosts of energy. A lot of systems are supported by the minerals in beets. So we're going to get into this a little bit more in detail in the first part of our show when we talk about our survival garden food. All right, moving along, last but not least, in the Quack Report, they say eating junk food during childhood may lead to long-term memory issues. This is a study they conducted using rats. This is University of Southern California. And they fed the rats a diet full of, you know, fat and sugar, you know, junk food stuff, during their adolescence phase, and watched to see how their memory impairment persisted. And they compared it to a group of rats that were fed a healthy diet. So the rats grew up on the junk food diet. They had memory impairment that didn't want to go away. So they're saying, you know, eat healthy out there. So you can avoid some unfortunate memory issues. Way to go. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so let's get into our first segment. We're going to be talking about, if we're going to have a garden, we better make it count. And it better have some food that can really sustain the body, especially in hard times. So we often hear of putting into our garden, you know, types of foods that are considered survival foods, full of nutrition, help sustain the body when foods may become scarce. Now, I recently heard sweet potato is one such food source that our ancestors used due to it tolerated long storage, as well as dandelion root did. So roots, seeds, nuts, they tend to have these high amounts of nutritional element to sustain the human body. And one such food that is getting more notoriety right now is the beetroot. So we've talked about beets before, and there's some new research that's getting some attention, especially for the professional athletes, where beets offer them endurance. So let's look at some of the compounds they were reporting on with the beets. This is according to some research from the Springer link. There were compounds in beetroot, they said, that helped the body cope better under stress. Boy, aren't we all in stress right now. We all can benefit from the abundant food sources that can provide us some amazing health benefits. And the beets can include anti-inflammatory benefits as well as antioxidants, which would reduce your oxidative stress, also reduces fatigue, and also your recovery time. If you're an athlete and you're exercising, you'll recover faster. Also reduces hypertension or high blood pressure and improves blood flow and oxygen delivery to the cells to increase the nitric oxide. Frank says he eats a beet every day. Now, Frank, is it cooked or is it raw? Or do you juice it? What do you do? Some people, you know, put them in salads, put them in dips, you know. Some people pickle them. That's what my family used to do all the time. They'd eat pickled beets. I wasn't a big fan of as a kid, the pickled beets, you know. I don't know. They got a high sugar content, too. He slices and eats them raw. Well, that's going to offer you the most nutrition, actually. So, according to some research, a bioactive pigment called betalain offers biological action, providing the body with endurance, just like ginseng root does. So, the study did get published in the October 2023 Current Nutritional Reports Journal. Here's a quote. They said, beets are rich in folate, your vitamin B, which plays a vital role in growth, development, and heart health, end of quote. Now, you've also heard me say that beets improve the blood because of the minerals that feeds the bone marrow, which makes your blood So beets are kind of an amazing food source for helping manage things because of the manganese in them. It helps with bone formation, metabolic function, and brain function. So beets seem to have quite a bit to offer. Now, copper is also present in your beets, and that helps with our energy production and for the neurotransmitters to function well in our brain. And, you know, we can't forget, a lot of people like to look younger. So looking younger is going to be more possible, they say, according to science, if you are consuming beets. So beets help the body to function on the inside and out. According to nutritionalists, beets have beta-carotene to help stimulate our skin to defy aging. It is believed that it's also the silicon element in the beet root that strengthens the skin to resist wrinkles, prevent sagging skin, and also promote healthy hair. So this is probably why the beauty industry often adds beets to their skincare product line. So beets will help us manage our weight and has been declared a type of slimming food if you want to drop a few pounds. So beets also contain magnesium, sodium, potassium, and vitamin C, all to advance our body's ability to detoxify, if you want to detox, lower your bad cholesterol levels, and help prevent cancer cells. Now, according to nutritionist Mark Click, he said beets contain a few important compounds called betaine and methionine, and these compounds support liver detoxification and also prevent an accumulation of toxins and fats from forming and affecting your liver or even in the rest of the body. So this is how beets will help you with weight management issues. So there you go. So what is even more impressive is that the nutrients in your beets help prevent that tired or that sluggish feeling that you get, as well as providing your vitamin B folate to help prevent mood swings. So I don't know how many people that have been, you know, depressed or on antidepressants or some sort of psycho drug, and they get some beets in them and they do much better. They cope much better. And also, you know, the beets, according to athletes, it helps them stay fit, athletic, and healthy. This is a study of the UK which suggested that beetroot juice helps to boost metabolic stamina. So according to the study from the University of Exeter and the Peninsula Medical School, the beets help you exercise 16% longer by lowering the nitrate and reducing the oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. That was from the Journal of Applied Physiology in September 2009. Now, a previous study that was done by Barts and the London School of Medicine, also including the Peninsula Medical School, they published in their February 2008 American Heart Association Journal of Hypertension that beetroot juice reduced blood pressure. Now, Germany did conduct several studies on beets from 1919, 1951, and 1983, which, you know, proved beetroot extract slowed cancerous growth, and beetroot juice taken daily was a cancer preventative. So the nutrition of antioxidants, flavonoids, ascorbic acid, and natural iron oxygenate the cancer cells and destroys them. And there's more benefits to beets. I mean, we can go on here. According to another thing medical science discovered about your beets, that which is for anemia and for cancer patients. So beetroot juice has the ability to rebuild the blood in about 24 hours. However, the secret is to use your raw beets and not cooked beets. So if you have, you know, blood pressure issues, you're drinking beetroot juice, it was also reported it will reduce the blood pressure within an hour. So beets are full of minerals. Bone marrow needs minerals to make blood, and this is how you can reboot the blood system pretty quickly. And, you know, they're finding out ancient medicine actually works. So obviously, science is discovering the power of natural foods as medicine. So these healing benefits, natural healers have really known for hundreds of years. And beetroot juice is excellent for every organ of the human body. So if you need to perk up your gallbladder, your liver, your bowel, or your lymphatic system, well, then you might want to try some beetroot juice. So those of you suffering from irritable bowel syndrome or IBS or are, you know, bran intolerant, maybe drink some water-soluble fiber in the beetroot juice. The beetroot greens are also a great source from combating aging because they contain a lot of anti-aging pigments and antioxidants to produce what is called vitamin P, P as in Paul, which strengthens the immune system, joint structures, and vascular system. Also, beet greens also contain natural calcium, iron, potassium, and vitamin A and C for the cardiovascular system. So the younger the beetroot, the more it will contain the nutritional elements. Raw beets will offer more nitrates and nutrition overall compared to the cooked beets. So there you go. Magical engineer Frank is eating raw beets, and he's doing the right thing. So, you know, science is really giving us their endorsement with regard to utilizing beets. Here is February 2023, the University of Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Louisiana. They reported in the American Heart Association publication that we all should be eating beets. This is from Professor Catherine Campaign. She's a dietary research professor at Louisiana State University's Pennington Biomedical Research Center. That's in Baton Rouge. And she said, we looked at beets, and they actually have more benefits than you would think. And this is why this root vegetable should be on our plates, end of quote. She goes on to say, this first thing that comes to mind, the first thing that comes to mind when I look at beets is the color. She says, the more color a vegetable or fruit has, the more photonutrition it has. And there's a lot to be said for this color in beets, end of quote. Yeah, it's bright red. You know, I sometimes think God color-coded his vegetables. You know, red beets help blood system. Hawthorn berries help cardio blood system. You know, so think about that. Simple. All right, so we have some beetroot benefits, and let's try to make it easy for you because for those of you out there that I don't have a juicer, I don't have the time to juice raw beets, it's messy, blah, blah, blah. Well, don't worry. You can use a high-quality beetroot powder and just add the powder to your smoothie or to your vegetable juice or whatever. Now, Apothecary Herbs does, they use a beetroot juice powder, which is a bit more concentrated, and it's in their Body Foundation food mix. So this concentrated nutrition is water-soluble. It's easily absorbed by the digestive system, and you're going to feel the difference usually in minutes. So if you're interested in checking out their body food mix that has the beet powder in it, give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com if you want to check them out on the website, and you want to click on the Energy tab, and the Body Foundation food mix will be under that tab. They have it in different sizes. So they have it in stand-up food bags, very portable, and they have it in containers. So you can ask for a free product catalog, obviously, if you're there. And by the way, they're celebrating garlic this week. So orders of $65 or more will receive 20% off. You want to use coupon code GARLIC24. Details are on the homepage, but you can use that coupon over the phone while ordering. But you want to hurry because the sale does end on April 21st and restrictions do apply. Now, if you're on the website, be sure to check out more empowering information on herbs on their blog, such as huge benefits of milk thistle. It's a highlighting, it's an herb profile, so you can see they got some neat things there. So you can check them out. Just go to powerherbs.com and under where it says, you know, home, about us, you'll see blog, and you just click blog and get on over there and let us know what you think because it's empowering information you won't get really anywhere else. If you have email and you want to get the free online newsletters that they do produce each week, they have the American Survival and the Health Quest. They go out each week, American Survival on Tuesday, Health Quest on Friday, and they're absolutely free. So you just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. It's only delivered by email, though, so sorry if you have to have an email account to get them. And just let us know what you think. We got some pretty positive feedback on that, and we're thankful for that because it's stuff that will, you know, rock your world. Rock it to a positive beat. All right, so we've got a few minutes before we have to go to our break, and I wanted to just jump on this topic of drug accumulation, because a lot of us, when we're on medications, we don't think of these elements of our drugs accumulating in the body. Most people really don't think twice about the accumulation of their prescription meds. Medical doctors expect there to be very little, if any, drug residues left inside the body after, you know, the drug has done its job and you're finished your course. But they're telling you what the drug companies tell you. They expect the body to eliminate a majority of those residues. But there are studies that have measured the drug dose that is administered in a concentrated amount and how the body accesses the drug and disposes of any residues. So, absorption rates are measured by science on really a drug therapy. So the amount of the drug that consistently stays within your body is called steady state concentration. They even have a name for it. So it is clear that science is still kind of experimenting with drug therapies on patients, and you don't even know it. Patients do really not, they're not informed. They have no informed consent. In most cases, neither do the doctors, as these drug trials have data that is kind of hidden or even destroyed to avoid even being discovered. So not everything is disclosed by the drug research. Well, let's just look at some body fat for a minute, because according to the National Library of Medicine in their March 2022 report, they were trying to calculate the drug residues circulating in a system, and they discovered that the amount of body fat a person has will influence how long a drug remains in the body. So there were some really concerned researchers that certain individuals might retain more of a drug than others would, because of the weight. So the drug is expected to reduce to what science calls half-life in the blood system. And normally that happens when the drug is distributed into cells, and then the liver neutralizes toxic drug levels, and things can be influenced by drug levels. Things like if you have an underlying disease you may not even know about. Or how about your age? Obviously the body fat, as they mentioned, and your liver function. How healthy is the liver to neutralize those toxins? So this can actually pose a concern for the elderly, who often have issues in these categories. So according to science, the elderly gain approximately 36% more body fat in men, 45% in women as they age. And this means that women will retain drug residues longer. So what people don't know is many common drugs are called lipophilic drugs, which means the molecule weight of the drug do not decrease or degrade in the body like other drugs do. Lipophilic drugs impact the uptake and how the drug is metabolized. So these drugs also promote a risk of the medication targeting or binding to unwanted cells. Here is a quote from that report. They said, lipophilic drugs potentially increase the risk of toxicity. In large drug compound sets, it has demonstrated that lipophilic compounds are more likely to cause toxic events. They go on to say, the combination of daily dose of lipophilic drugs can affect the liver, and these drugs are at a dose of 100 milligrams per day, often offer high liver toxicity, causing adverse events. That's the National Library of Medicine research report in March of 2022. So according to the Mayo Clinic, the dose range for adults using ibuprofen can range between 400 milligrams to 3,200 milligrams a day. So what is really concerning is that the drug manufacturers and their studies were reporting off theory. That's what they were reporting in their research, off theory, that the lipophilic uptake and absorption drugs work better in higher doses. That's their theory. They never proved it. But that's what wound up in the reports. And that's what doctors read. And that's what doctors go off of with regards to treatments. National Library of Medicine says this general trend that favors lipophilic drugs, that the higher the better, the absorption rate, as your pH theory suggests. So it's a theory. It's, my God, it's just an educated guess. That's what it is. Yeah. Well, let's look at some of the lipophilic drugs for a minute. This is the Journal of Chemistry. The lipophilic drugs that can be a real threat are ibuprofen, your pain reliever. And that's responsible for over 16,000 deaths every year. How about naproxen, which is a pain reliever for headaches, muscle aches, tendonitis, dental pain, and menstrual cramps? Also on the list is Cotrophin, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug for arthritis. Flurbiprofen is a pain anti-inflammatory. It helps with swelling and joint stiffness. And then the hormone replacement therapies, the injectable types, also used for neuropsychiatric diseases. And lastly, your vaccines, including cancer and veterinarian products. So your vaccines are lipophilic drugs. Toxicity. Yeah. Here's a quote from the Journal of Chemistry, 2019. They said the lipophilic drugs, it's an important parameter which influence the activity of the drug in the human body. National Library of Medicine says this, lipophilics have become important carrier systems in vaccine development, and the interest for lipophilic-based vaccines has markedly increased. You go on to say lymphosome-based vaccines provide properties that are fundamental for the development of modern vaccine formulation. And lastly, older people have a higher baseline risk of cardiovascular events, GI bleeding, and impaired renal function, all of which are further increased by your non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which is your lipophilic type drug. So, a lot of times these people shouldn't even be on there. So, most physicians who know what they are doing know the high risk of the anti-inflammatory pain reliever drugs and the vaccines, but they take an oh-well approach to the terrible risk that they offer because doctors don't know about other options other than the pharmaceutical medication. So the takeaway that the drugs and the doctors, well, they have few tools. So really there's no time like the present to figure out alternatives and maybe substitutes for what you're on now, and maybe see a naturopath for a proper transition off of those meds onto something else. They can, you know, monitor your blood and your, you know, and all your levels there, and your pH and so forth and so on. You know, and if you need some tools to help you cope, definitely call the folks at ApotheCurbs. They'll send you a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663 and thepowerherbs.com. Oh, I see 5 o'clock. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
"22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Just jump in here and focus on the question here of, you know, maybe researching our medical treatments closely dive into them. So a lot of people are starting to do that now, which is really like 24% of the United States now is, you know, researching what is recommended to them, which I think is okay. We're going to talk about some diabetic medications here that can have a negative impact on your brain. So we're finding out prescription drugs that have, you know, long-lasting effects, or side effects, I should say, and tend to rob patients of, you know, independent living even sometimes. So we're going to take a look at your type 2 diabetic drug, metformin. It's a drug prescribed to treat type 2 diabetes, introduced by French physician Jean Stein in 1950s. The drug did get approved for the European market in 1957, later in the United States market in 1995. So metformin was originally banned in the United States in 1977, and other countries as well. Australia regarded the drug to need very strict oversight, which is concerning to hear that. So what might have caused the withdrawal of these drugs from those countries? Well, perhaps it was that metformin was originally designed to treat influenza, and it was an malarial agent in the 1940s. So it was then that they noticed that the drug would sometimes lower blood glucose in patients. So let's just repackage it, a new name. This happens all the time in pharmaceutical realms. So they did have a recall in June 2020. There was a recall for metformin by the drug maker Apotex due to some contamination, some high levels of nitrosodium methylene, which is a carcinogen. So for this reason, some U.S. physicians don't want to prescribe the drug anymore. So published side effects of metformin, these are the usual side effects, are nausea, vomiting, stomach problems, which could lead to lactic acidosis, diarrhea, weakness, metallic taste in the mouth, low blood sugar, high blood sugar, sweating, shaking, fast heartbeat, hunger and thirst, blurred vision, dizziness, tingling in extremities, increased urination, confusion, drowsiness, flushed look, rapid breathing, a fruity breath odor, which if you ever have that, that's medical textbook indication that the liver is being damaged, it's in distress by the drug. Also, allergic reactions like rash, itching, swelling of the face, tongue, and throat. Now, some of the side effects for the male patients, they've been reported metformin induces testosterone, reduces your testosterone levels, and reduces sex drive and encourages erectile dysfunction. Other side effects, patients with kidney issues should not take metformin as it can create a buildup of lactic acids and cause acidosis, and there is also some question as to the drug increasing the risk of blindness. So diabetic disease can also put you at a higher risk of, you know, cataracts and things. But during the medical trials on metformin, the animals experienced blindness. The drug seemed to create blockages leading to the eyes creating a lot of inflammation, and that they lost their vision that way. All right, new study. This is Garvan Institute of Medical Research, Australian biomedical facility in Sydney, New South Wales. They wanted to put to rest the myth that metformin does not cause memory failure or dementia. They conducted a 6-year study on Australians with type 2 diabetes, and they compared 70 and 80-year-olds with and without diabetes and those taking and not taking the metformin drug. Their research was published in the September 2020 Journal of Diabetic Care. And according to Catherine Samaras, she's a professor at the Garvan Institute, she said, "We have revealed a new potential of a widely used medication which could be life-changing for patients at risk of dementia and their families." So scientific medicine describes type 2 diabetes as the body no longer produces enough insulin, affecting glucose levels, and those taking the metformin had dementia risk. Whereas some studies reported the medication slowed the risk as well as to prevent cancer, heart attacks, and to help manage weight. Well, the CDC reports, these reports from 1980 to 2007, they were confirming diabetic cases in America had tripled from 5.6 million to 17.4 million. They also estimated 57 million Americans aged 20 and older were at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. the overall risk of death among diabetics is twice that of people who are not diabetic. And being diabetic means you will have health complications like vascular disease, neuropathy, coronary artery disease. And the online publication called Diabetes in Control recently reported on scientific research proving some vaccines actually increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by about 50%. So modern medicine has witnessed an explosion of diabetic disease, and it's claiming it's from faulty organs, genetics, your diet. It's not their fault. It's somebody else's fault. And in some cases, that may be true, but not in all cases. However, the peer review research is saying the cause in many instances is really from medicine itself. So there has been a rise in childhood diabetes, which tends to correlate with the increase in the use of the vaccines. So, you know, the quality of life is important. You just don't want to, you know, stumble through life and get along just, you know, enduring. That's not real life. Being diabetic almost certainly means later on down the road, there's going to be some significant medical situations that will impact a patient's quality of life. So diabetes creates circulation problems and also produces impurities in the blood. So without properly circulating healthy blood, you can imagine what happens. The body begins to rot from the inside. Diabetes is responsible for over 71,000 amputations, 24,000 cases of blindness, and more than 500,000 hospitalizations each year. And in 2010, the average hospital stay was 5 to 6 days, costing about $11,000. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality Group, they're saying that diabetics will spend an average of $2,200 more in the hospital than non-diabetics do. 1 in 14 hospital stays is due to diabetics or diabetes and the health complications that this disease produces, things like hardening of the arteries, heart attacks, congestive heart failure, circulation disorders, and non-specific chest pains, maybe angina. These are the major reasons people with diabetes are admitted to the hospital because it's complicated. The Agency for Healthcare also found that the average patients with diabetes also have at least 2 to 3 other chief illnesses like hypertension, edema, pulmonary disease, obesity, and renal failure. And this is what you see over and over again with advanced diabetics. It's a challenge for sure. Now, they did a study on regional diabetes. The statistics were suggesting that if you are a diabetic and live in the south or the northeast of the United States, your rate of hospitalization is higher, and if you live in the west, it is lower. So the lower income bracket also has lower success rates at resolving diabetes. This disease and the complication it brings with it is an expensive disease. In 2007, there was this annual cost. It was $174 billion. It included direct and indirect medical costs for diabetes. Financial experts estimate 1 out of every $10 is spent on diabetes or its complication diseases. So I have also noticed that the more health professionals are actually, have you noticed the more overweight, the most likely diabetic themselves? Have you never noticed that? And, you know, people just talk about diabetes. It's just, you know, one of those things. It's so natural now in conversations. People don't bat an eye. They don't, if somebody says, you know, across the table at a restaurant, well, I'm diabetic, I can't have that. Oh, okay. Nobody thinks how serious that is. You're on medicine, right? Okay, very fine. Well, and then there's some research that's largely being ignored. This was research by Dr. J. Bartholomew Clausen. It was published in April 2008. It's called the Open Endocrinology Journal. It was published in that journal. And it was also published in the Journal of Molecule and Genetic Medicine in May 2014. So this research is over, 15 years old, in which they have, they have to realize that many doctors have read these reports, yet vaccines are still being used, diabetic medicines are still being used, and especially for children. Here is what Dr. Clausen's report. He said, convincing evidence that a rapid increase in the number of vaccines given to U.S. children has now created a state of immune overload in a majority of patients and is being manifested in epidemics of diabetes, obesity, and autism. So it would appear, scientifically speaking, that when patients get vaccinated, it can create in some individuals a hyperactive immune system response, and it produces an autoimmune destruction of insulin secreting in the cells. So in other patients, it can create an increased production of cortisol and suppress immune system function molecules, causing vaccine-induced inflammation that can lead to type 2 diabetes, obesity, and metabolic syndrome. Dr. Clausen goes on to say, this report provides a review of the evidence that the vaccines are causing the epidemics of insulin-dependent diabetes type 1, obesity, and non-insulin-dependent diabetes type 2, end of quote. So we have an epidemic of illness. There was a study done in Italy, which I think is important to mention. If Clausen's research was not enough to convince medical professionals, there was a study also appeared in the August 2011 Journal of Pediatric Endocrinology and Metabolism, and it reported additional evidence that there is a real link between vaccinations and childhood obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. This research also used a large group to the study, which confirmed Clausen's findings, and this report stated it was an alarming trend that vaccines were causing this epidemic of illnesses. Yeah. Well, see, that's what they're designed to do. People are just shocked to find this out. They just don't want to believe it. Your vaccine vehicles encourage a condition, so it keeps drug companies and the medical complex in a steady line of patients. Yes, they're giving you a disease, so they can manage it for you. I mean, okay, what do you say we just collect all the Amish across the United States, see how many of those kids have diabetes or autism or any number of those problems? I bet you it's zero. Mm-hmm. Unless it's a genetic thing, because those kids don't get vaccinated. All right, let's go to the garlic studies. Heads up, Frank, my garlic man. Here we go. This is a recent report published by the Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and it showed garlic restores antioxidants, reduces free radical damage involved in vascular disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure. So in the study, they were using some rats. They fed them diets to induce diabetes and hypertension, and then they fed them garlic. They used an extract of garlic 500 milligrams a day for about 3 weeks. The results were that the blood antioxidant levels significantly rose in both the rats, the groups of rats, one with diabetes and those with the hypertension. So in the rats with the diabetes, the increase in the antioxidant serum levels paralleled a decrease in the glucose serum. So in the rats with hypertension, the systolic blood pressure was lowered. And the Department of Biological Sciences at Kuwait University also did a study with garlic and determined that the allicin in the garlic had a definite power over serum lipids and lowering blood pressure in the rats, especially with the high cholesterol diet. So the study did report that the garlic had a direct impact on serum cholesterol, triglycerides, glucose, protein, and systolic blood pressure. Now, the researchers concluded that the garlic may have a beneficial effect on the risk factors or for things like arterial sclerosis, hypertension. The study also noted that when using fresh garlic, it was effective at reducing the formation of platelets. Other studies at the Department of Epidemiology Healthcare Research at the University of Limburg, Netherlands, they found that The claims of garlic reducing cardiovascular risk were confirmed when they used fresh garlic in large doses. They also concluded that garlic may be beneficial in regards to aging and cancer due to garlic's ability to offer more antioxidants. This is why 1/10 of the medicinal or the medical literature is stating that garlic thins the blood, lowers blood pressure, and lowers your blood sugar. Yeah, so this is why diabetics, when they really get serious about their diets and what they're putting in the body, they can find they can control their own blood sugars and get off their meds. Yeah. Also, a little bit of note here on cayenne. Cayenne improves circulation, and when it does, it also improves the hormonal communication between your endocrine organs and your pancreas. So if you have thick blood, it will take longer for your organs to get a chemical messenger that it's depending on. So garlic and cayenne are perfect for thinning the blood, and female diabetics also can layer in some female hormones like donquai root to help endocrine system balance. Men can use the male hormones for the same reason. So to increase your success, maybe use some wild cedar berries or juniper. Sometimes these are the white juniper berries. They're not the purple ones. They're the white ones. And they're cultivated here in the western part of the United States. And they help assist your endocrine system to regulate your blood sugars. And this can help the pancreas rest a little bit. So if you're transitioning, you may be able to incorporate some of that. Also, anything with sugar, because we know diabetics like sugar. So anything with sugar, there are sugarholics out there. I have family members like that. And it overworks the pancreas. So it causes a lot of inflammation. Sugar causes a lot of inflammation. So one of the favorite foods of diabetics is Coca-Cola sodas in general, sweets. So without a diet correction, diabetics will remain pretty much diabetic. All the herbs in the world, the cleanses, the natural therapies aren't going to amount to a hill of beans if you're still eating unhealthy and adding in these foods and beverages that will stress the pancreas. You're kind of on a self-destruct path doing that. The big picture works together. You know, cheating isn't going to work. And the first thing a diabetic should realize is they can't have the sugar, and this includes artificial sweeteners as well. I once had a guy, Frank, call me up, and he said, "Oh, I see you got some herbs over there for diabetes." So he says, "I want to try some of it." So I sent him some. And then he calls back to report and goes, "Congratulations, it worked." I said, "Really?" And I said, "So how do you conclude that it worked? Is your blood levels under normal?" He says, "Well, what I did was," he said, "I ate a bag of chocolate covered M&Ms and then I took your stuff and my blood sugar didn't spike." I said, "Oh my God, don't do that. Please don't do that out there." But that's how he went about testing stuff. But, you know, don't stress your body that way. Please don't stress your body that way. But natural sugars that are in foods, you got some sugars in beetroot, for instance, they're going to be metabolized a lot differently than refined sugar. Refined sugar is very much going to cause a lot of inflammation. And if you've been listening to this show, you know inflammation is the first indicator of disease. It's the precursor to disease. If you don't correct the inflammation, you are going to get a diagnosis of disease. So I don't care what it is. Eye disease, digestive disease, kidney disease, whatever. Inflammation is usually present first. Unfortunately, our medical system doesn't want to look at what's causing the inflammation and then deal with that. They want to give you steroids to get rid of the inflammation and then manage your disease for you, which isn't wellness, really. It's not. No. So, but, you know, for some people, that's their easy route. But it shortens their life. You know, they're just, the body gives out under that strain eventually. So, do your homework. There's a couple of things I want to mention that you may want to pick up. Sean Ellison's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures, excellent book, written very well. He's a chemist, but he tells you in plain language, you understand what certain drugs, whether they're cardio or diabetic or whatever, what they're doing to you on a metabolic level. So you can understand why you feel the way you do. So, like, if you're on cholesterol meds and all your joints hurt, okay, he explains why your joints are hurting. It's the drug, obviously, of course. People are so used to saying, well, it's just a side effect. A side effect, you're so used to, it's such a benign term, but a side effect really is another disease. The drug gave you, it's a drug-induced disease. And if it weren't a disease, doctors couldn't write you another prescription for those side effect symptoms. So, and these commercials, you know, you've been hearing them on TV. You know, they have to list, you know, the risks, and, you know, a lot of these commercials for very benign situations. You're risking leukemia and death in some instances on some of these commercials if you listen carefully. Why would you risk that? You know? And you have to know that every medical treatment, whether it's drug therapy or surgery, does have a risk. There's no medical treatment that has zero risk. Okay? So definitely take note of that. Okay, so we're running out of time. Don't forget the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they are having, they're celebrating garlic, and they have lots of formulas that have garlic in them and some that don't. So, but the sale covers everything that they make. So if you want to save 20% now through the 21st of April, definitely act before next Sunday and get an order and use coupon code GARLIC24. On your shopping cart or through the phone, or if you have a mail order form, make sure you write it on there so you can get the 20% discount. Orders of $65 or more, only if it has to apply if your orders are $65 or more, and you want to do hurry because restrictions do apply and while supplies last. So if you want to get stuff without a back order, definitely give them a call. They do have things for diabetes, a lot of things for metabolic issues, cardio issues. Get a free catalog and you'll see they have things for anxiety, depression, children's formulas, pets. They have things for pets. They have this wonderful Power Greens for Pet product that you can add to their dog food, and it's just, the dogs go crazy for it. They love it. Beets are in there too, by the way, and it's gluten-free. So, you know, usually dogs don't have an allergic reaction to that. So the Power Greens for Pets there, they have kits if you want to stock up and for emergencies and have them ready for when that has to come down and roll out. You got heart attack packs, snake bite kits, pandemic kits, lung congestion kits, power herb kits. You got kits, okay, and instructions for use and be empowered. See, shelf life is 10 years on your herbal liquids. 5 years on your powders and teas if properly stored. Give Apothecary Herbs a call and get a catalog. 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Take the power back. ThePowerHerbs.com. Well, I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.